Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Thursday, the 6th of November, 2025. It's currently 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, and it's raining. The headlines. ZESCO needs $15 million to end load shedding. FISP e-voucher sales surge to 2.2 billion kwacha in 2024 to 2025 season. And South Africans trapped in Donbass after joining Russia-Ukraine war, Ramaphosa says.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. ZESCO says it needs at least $15 million to finance power imports that would help end load shedding in the country. ZESCO Corporate Affairs Manager Rose Sibisi has explained that the ongoing load shedding has significantly reduced the company's revenue, limiting its capacity to import more electricity. Ms. Sibisi has revealed that ZESCO is currently importing about 264 megawatts of power from Mozambique and South Africa, but noted that this supply remains insufficient to meet national demand. She has added that as a result, the load shedding schedule has been affected, with most residential areas currently receiving less than 3 hours of power per day. Ms. Sibisi was speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show.
For us to bring in imports on a monthly basis, we need at least $15 million for us. That's the deficit that's there. We have to make sure that we have a certain amount of money that's coming. Now, here is ZESCO, who's not generating any revenue from residential customers because there is load shedding. The amount of power that you are using is very limited, so you're not recharging as you would. So it has hit us on the revenue side as well, and we won't have enough money to be able to buy those imports, and sometimes it impacts on the schedule as well. So we will give what is readily available to us as best as we can.
The latest Farmers Input Support Program FISP e-voucher report has revealed a significant increase in agro-dealer sales, rising from 794 million kwacha in 2023-2024 season to 2.2 billion kwacha in the 2024-2025 season, reflecting growing confidence in the digital subsidy system. The evaluation, jointly undertaken by the Ministry of Agriculture and the Jobs Accelerator Project with funding from the World Bank, disclosed that FISP e-voucher sales alone increased from 634 million kwacha to 1.4 billion kwacha during the same period. Speaking during the report dissemination, Agriculture Minister Mutolo Piri said the government's ongoing digitization of FISP has improved transparency, accountability and efficiency across the sector.
The issue of the agro-dealers is another very, very good story. I can only say, in order to enhance agro-dealer registration, the Ministry of Agriculture has not put a cutting date to it. So every day, all the time, you are free to come and register as an agro-dealer. Because we don't want to just impediment to register. We want to facilitate the register. We want as many agro-dealers. So we have not closed the window for you to register as an agro-dealer.
And World Bank country manager Achim Fok has noted that the survey, which covered 20 districts across all 10 provinces, provides a rich and representative data set to inform future policy decisions. Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane has emphasized the need to address low agricultural productivity if Zambia is to achieve its target of producing 10 million metric tons of maize.
We need to take the I'm quite confident that you put your mind in sorting those out. But another important point, I think this was raised by all of you, the issue of productivity. The issue of productivity. The last season that I mentioned productivity of maize was less than 2 times the hectare. So less than 40 bags in a hectare.
In more news, the government has disclosed that the country currently has no legislation governing fire and emergency services, a gap that has led to uncoordinated response efforts across the country. Minister of Local Government and the Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, said the absence of the comprehensive legal framework has resulted in piecemeal interventions, despite a steady increase in fire and other emergency incidents as the country's economy and population continues to grow. Dr. Pollen has noted that while emergencies are on the rise, Zambia's capacity to effectively manage such situations has not kept pace, leading to a decline in service delivery. He was speaking during the opening of a stakeholder consultative meeting on the proposed fire and emergency management service bill.
Currently, the country does not have legislation on fire and emergency services, resulting in piecemeal interventions. The occurrence of fire and other emergencies in the country has been on the rise as our economy and population grows. We also note that given the current energy crisis, households have now used alternative energy sources such as gas, and with that comes the increased risk of further fire incidents.
Now, the Lusaka City Council has confiscated a large quantity of counterfeit spirits and brandy from an illegal brewery operating in Zanimone West. The seized items include 60 boxes of First Choice, 7 boxes of Simba, 3 boxes of Tiger Spirits, and 17 20-litre containers of ethanol, a key ingredient used in production of illicit liquor. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said the operation was conducted yesterday by the Public Health Department in collaboration with the Council Police and the Zambia Police to enforce the Liquor Licensing Act. Ms. Mwamba has added that the director of the illegal enterprise, Patricia Mwape, has been apprehended and is currently remanded at Kabwata Police Station.
This operation is in line with the provisions of the Liquor Licensing Act No. 20 of 2011 of the Laws of Zambia, which prohibits the manufacture and sale of liquor without a valid license. Lusaka City Council urges members of the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities to the relevant authorities, as we reaffirm our commitment to maintaining a safe and healthy environment for all residents of Lusaka.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government says environmental sustainability and social impact considerations should be central to the development of the Lobito Corridor to ensure meaningful benefits for the country. Speaking at a consultative meeting on the scoping study report for the Lobito Corridor, Acting Secretary to the Treasury, Mulele Mulele, has warned that if not properly managed, the corridor's development could lead to population growth pressures and health concerns. Mr. Mulele has emphasized that the development along the corridor must be balanced, inclusive and sustainable to ensure that citizens fully benefit.
Let us remember that these provinces are home to the headwaters of some of the most important rivers in Zambia, the Zambezi, the Kafue and the Kabompo River, which provide water for our daily use in our lives, as well as for the generation of electricity. Therefore, as we engage today, we must ensure that development along the corridor remains balanced, inclusive and sustainable, economically, socially and environmentally.
Meanwhile, EU Delegation Head of Cooperation Claudio Bacigalupi has noted that the country must remain vigilant during the project's implementation to safeguard environmental sustainability and the protection of local communities.
The Lobito Corridor can be a driving force for economic prosperity while preserving the natural environment, developing climate resilience and uplifting local communities. This is where the support of the European Union and the new member states under its Global Gateway Initiative become instrumental. The European Union may increase the fight against climate change and promote environmental protection across all its endeavors. Environmental, social and governance considerations are forefront of development to ensure holistic and enduring success.
The news continues. Country News, are for these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get